This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Local police in Afghanistan say that Taliban fighters took control of a key district in a northern Kunduz province and encircled the provincial capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid the stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on pace to conclude by early September. Police in Kunduz said that the fighting around Imam Sahib District began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and were in control of police headquarters. They were within a kilometer of the provincial capital. Dozens of districts have fallen to the Taliban since May 1st, when U.S. and NATO troops began their final departure from there. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Soon Kim met with South Korean Unification Minister Lee Yun-young on Tuesday to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue and find a way to resume suspended dialogues between the nations. Kim said on Monday that the U.S. is hoping to receive a response from North Korea for the U.S. proposal for a meeting. Lee urged North Korea to respond to the proposals, stating now was a good opportunity to reopen discussion. COVID-19 deaths in the United States have topped and dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster and fully in March of 2020, while the drive to put shots in arms hit another encouraging milestone Monday. That's 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Cuba's government has announced that its three-shot Abdala vaccine has proven to be 92% effective against the coronavirus and provided no details of the clinical testing. The Abdala is one of the vaccines Cuba is testing and recently said that Soberana 2, which is a vaccine as well, has about 62% efficacy. The announcement came as Cuba faces its worst outbreak since the start of the pandemic with record new infections. Panama's top diplomat said Monday that she has asked the United States for financial help in dealing with the large number of migrants who crossed the jungle between Colombia and Panama and plans to ask European countries to contribute as well. Foreign Minister Erica Moines said that the United States is considering the request. Moines said that she would ask a European governments on her upcoming visit to Europe and also said that the number of migrants arriving at Panama's southern border is expected to rise in coming months. Thousands of migrants, many from Haiti or African countries, make the dangerous crossing of the Darien Gap on foot in hopes of reaching the U.S. border. Australia said Tuesday that it was strongly opposing a UNESCO plan to list the Great Barrier Reef as in danger over deterioration caused by climate change. The UN body released a draft report Monday recommending the World Heritage status must be downgraded because of its dramatic coral decline after years of public threats to do so. Environmental campaigners have said that the decision highlighted Australia's lack of action to curb the carbon emissions, which contribute to global warming. The United Nations says that more than 8,500 children were used as soldiers last year in various conflicts across the world. Says nearly 2,700 other children were killed in conflicts despite being non-combatants. An annual UN report on children in armed conflict released Monday reported more than 19,000 cases worldwide of actually maiming, sexual abuse, abduction, denial of humanitarian aid, and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.